The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, it's time for
news.
Listen.
News.
We've gotten so much hate.
No.
There was one good text.
Because I literally
did you text in
for it. No. Like yesterday, yeah, I was like, a lot of people hate the fact that I tried to like do this. And then it's like,
they were being nice. I don't think that was fishing.
I think that was fishing. I think I was fishing and not enough people said, yeah, your news or nope theme is dope. So we're not doing it anymore.
No, I like
news.
Nope.
But I did a different one.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's not singing. So last night I just tried and tried and I tried to do singing. And instead I went, okay.
When news matters to you, it matters where you get your news. If you are searching for news you can trust, then you are completely screwed. This is news or nope.
You can tell me. This is the time to tell me.
No, I like it. That it's the ironic serious because...
Good evening. Thank you for joining us.
I do feel like Tom Green needs to make an appearance.
That's what I'm saying. And then like, I have lots of other
Tom
news beds
Kim?
To like come in right after it. So we just immediately launch into, let's get straight to the headlines.
Yes.
I like that a lot, actually.
Okay, I will extend
okay,
it.
Great.
And we can have the headline and we can just...
I like it, yeah.
We can just be...
Mm-hmm.
It's an unusual start to the school year after a bear cub wandered into a middle school in Aspen, Colorado.
News! Go! Let's hear it! Wow.
Students and teachers were promptly evacuated to
a bear cub.
A bear cub. A little cutie.
What kind of bear?
He just wants an education.
Like, I need to know what kind of bear. Because if you've watched enough of The Office, black bears, brown bears, bears, beats,
Battlestar Galactica.
I think a black bear, brown bears are scared.
Brown lie down, black fight back. Polar, you're done.
Is that true?
I think so.
I've always heard it, yeah.
Wait, brown lay down?
Mm-hmm. Brown lie down, black fight back.
Which I'm not.
The black ones, you're like literally,
you're supposed
we're
to,
talking
like,
about
rock.
A bear
it was
that's
a black
7 feet
bear,
tall.
A black bear cub.
And you're
so,
supposed to go like.
Get on my back and expand your arms out and yell and.
Pretend. I thought you did that with cats.
Why would you have to do that with cats?
Like big cats. Like my,
oh,
like,
I was like...
my God, Aaron.
Oliver?
No, nope. It's not nope. It's no, no. It's like a mountain lion, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain...
Make yourself look big, more like a predator.
Because the worst thing you can do with some of those things is run. Because they're
yes.
like, oh, yay, prey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess.
Or like climb a tree, because... They can
Nobody
also do
Nobody thinks
that.
About it, but bears, no matter how fat ass they are...
They can climb.
Launch up a tree
yeah.
in no time.
Yeah.
I know, TX got so much anxiety. You don't camp, bro.
I know, but I couldn't just lie down. Can you imagine just being calm enough to lie? Like I would have to run.
Isn't that what Leo did in The Revenant? He just laid there and let the bear ravage him?
I haven't seen that.
Oh my God. It's like 20 years old and he won an Academy Award for it. It's
yeah,
like
but he was attacked by the bear. I mean, that's a big...
I know, but the bear didn't eat him. The bear was just like, come on, man, let's do the thing. And then it was like, nah, never mind. Because he was like, he was saying in his head, brown lay down. I don't know if they had that phrase back then. Is there any more news? Did they get the bear out of the school?
Yes, they did. They were able to relocate the school and or the school.
They've relocated the school. It's
open
now
enrollment
bear country.
For the bears.
This is why we don't do serious news, because we can't even get through one actual local story without effing it up. Hold on, Hack.
Congratulations are in order for Nadia Suleiman, also known as Octomom. She is officially a grandmother.
Octograndma.
Yeah, Octograndma. Just one grandchild, but
okay.
Yeah, can you believe that? She gained fame in 2009.
Wow.
She gave birth to the first
You're
surviving
still talking,
set.
And I've been groaning
hold on.
This whole time.
She had the kids in 2009. I'm terrible at math. How old does that make the kids?
Like 16. But
oh, wow.
Here's the other
okay.
thing I didn't know. Octomom had six kids before she had the eight
oh,
kids.
Oh, gotcha.
She already had six kids. So she has not said which kid has
nope.
had...
You already given. Like, if this
that
is genuinely.
That was the whole story.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going until you know me.
Is that the other phrase? Like, yeah. Brown lay down.
Go until you nope.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm giving you news because you got to so much.
Thank you.
But I mean, I just think if you're
a big deal in 2009
on a show called News or Nope, if you can hear the judge literally having a vowel movement, I'm just over here going, they're just famous because they did IVF.
They did. All the kids were IVF. All six and then all eight. That was in the story as well.
Because they break off, right? I think the IVF things tend to like split more.
Yeah, I think you're more likely to have twins or triplets
and
or
that's,
even more.
That's for sure,
sometimes
but I don't.
Sometimes they fling a bunch at your cervix. They just go like, whap, 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 whap.
And just see how many
stick.
How
many will stick.
Yeah.
And then she lucked out and like they all stuck.
Yeah, something. I don't know exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Great.
And we're all getting old. She's a grandma.
Oop, I hit the wrong one.
That's okay. That one works for this one.
Okay, sorry. Let me go back to it.
Gen Z is bringing back a popular 90s toy 28 years after its launch. I'm talking about Tamagotchis because apparently for some reason Pokemon Go was not good enough for them.
I'm just going to say
so
this.
We need a separate
it's
device
I'm gonna
with three buttons
I'm gonna
to keep in our pockets.
I'm going to let you finish.
We do need Tamagotchis back.
Okay, they've been back,
I don't
back,
even know
though.
What it is. Is it the weird little egg-shaped
thing? Yeah, with the three buttons. Mm-hmm. I had one in, like, 6th and 7th grade, so I didn't realize. They've been around this whole time.
No, they haven't.
They have, for sure.
No.
Yes, really? I literally remember buying one at Target in 6th grade.
Wow. Well, I had one and it died, and my dad was pretty clear that there weren't any other ones available to purchase, ever, anywhere in the earth.
Can you just
so
hit a reset
don't even
button
check.
In it?
He was pretty clear that that wouldn't work.
Does it make noise or something that made it annoying as a father? Why would as a dad would you hate the Tamagotchi?
I think you're kind of on it a lot. I think you're not you like play with the dog. I had a dog.
You feed it.
You feed
play
it,
with
you play it,
it.
But you're just kind of
you can connect with other ones and like
buttons.
Play games.
You're not.
Yeah.
You're not taking care of a pet.
Okay.
But then your kid's like, I'm ready for a pet, and it's like, no, you're not.
Can I ask an adjacent question? Is that allowed in News or Nope?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I was shopping at King Soopers this morning, they have filled the entire front of the store with kiosks, right? You can renew your driver's license.
Oh,
there.
Yes. I did that the other day.
You
so
can
nice.
Buy lottery tickets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can use the claw and get things.
Yep.
There are ATMs. And there was, we lost a kiddo at Children's Hospital who wore
the Pokemon
hat. There was some sort of kiosk thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a
Pokemon.
You can buy Pokemon at the store. What?
Yeah.
What would I have bought if I had approached this kiosk?
There are cards in there, and I think there's
Shut up!
Yeah, and then there's also other items, like just Pokemon items. There's different prices for all the stuff. If you hit it, you can scroll through it. Because I normally, when my wife is checking out, I'm holding my daughter, and we're scrolling through the Pokemon thing to distract her. So that's how I know. Just other Pokemon stuff is in there.
So it's all the way back.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Pokemon ever really left.
No. It had its big resurgence when Pokemon Go came out.
Yeah, in like 2020 when we were all like stuck. It might have been sooner, 2019.
I literally
we
almost
outside.
Caused a like 17 car pileup at 20th and Blake.
Yeah, it was like 2016.
Because something spawned right there.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get my phone out and everybody's just like locking them up because like it was something rare had just spawned.
I still play it for the record, so.
Whose turn is it? It's T-Yak.
It's mine.
Hold on, let me get your song started.
C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for Cookie.
I'm sorry, it's not real news.
A sad day for retail giant Kmart as they are set to close their final last mainland store, which is up in Long Island. Did you know Kmart still had a store?
No.
That's got to be news.
If there's
no
one
knew
store
it.
Left, no!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.